question?
Our opponent's taking you away the tight end position a little bit.
I have no idea, you know. You know, the last couple of weeks they've been playing safeties down over the top of us, and, you know, I think, you know, we just got to adjust our play. You know, I couldn't really tell you, you know. I figured they'd be out covering Marv since he's had two really good games. But, you know, every team's different, you know. Some teams will play down on the tight end. The other will just sit back and play cover two and, you know, or cover three and not get beat over the top. So,
who did recruit you? I know I've talked to your coach before. I can't remember.
Let's see here. Purdue. Iowa was the fastest to pull the trigger anyways. It was like sent my film here randomly, and 4 days later they called and said they wanted to offer me, and then Kansas came in late, and then Illinois State. But, yeah, so, I mean, I'm happy I ended up here, that's for sure. It's definitely, you know, better than anywhere else I could have ended up.
Is there a, when you're a lightly recruited guy like that, is there a nervous to make that step? I mean, are you nervous to make the step to this big a time, or are you excited to show what you can do?
Nah, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter where you came from. It's all about what you do when you're here. So, that's just the way I look at it, and, you know, you can't focus on all that other stuff.
How small was Metamora? I can't remember.
They're not terribly. There's about 900 kids that go there.
Okay.
You know, there's three different towns that pour into the high school.
Okay.
And so, you know, I was from one of those outside towns, not actually in Metamora, but about 900 kids, 5A football in Illinois, so not overly small.
Can you talk about your first years here? Because you were one of those tight ends. And Iowa was on this roll for a while where Reisner, the year before you, I think, jumped in. Maybe before he was. Did you think you were ready when you jumped in as a true freshman?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. If you get thrown in the fire, you're forced to learn faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes you a better player in the end. And, you know, somebody would say, well, you wasted a red shirt. But, you know, looking back on it, I feel like I'm a smarter player and more experienced, you know, because of not having to not using up that red shirt. So
it sounds like there's some debate with some guys now, Jordan Kanzeri, where they're thinking about the red shirt thing. What can you say? I mean, what would you say? It's not a reckless decision the coaches make.
No, huh? The coaches, they say, you know, I mean, you can't. They give you the option. They said, you know, we might need your help, and we can use you. But, you know, guys like, you know, Chad Greenway, for example,
right.
He chose not to burn up his red shirt. And so, like I said, it's every decision. You know, coach said the team needed me, you know, in case Moyaki went pro.
Right.
So I was kind of a safety valve, and, you know, in my situation, I just said, sure, you know, just helping out the team. So.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
How would you explain being able to block for a running back like Marcus, especially when he is getting the bulk of the carries like he was last Saturday?
Sure. It's fun blocking for Marcus just because he's such a tough physical runner. You know, when you got a physical downhill runner like that, they tend to, even when you're not making the greatest block in the world, they can still make holes of their own. And it's pretty fun. You know, I've been fortunate for some of the running backs I've been blocking for. So
James was just describing how he's very calm in the huddle, and was also saying that everybody, for the most part, seems pretty calm in the huddle. Is that a fair assessment? And how much do you feel that maybe played, like, in the overtimes there, you know, being able to get the points that you did before?
I think that it's more of a composure, not especially like a calmness, like relaxed in a sense. It's a composure, and that's the type of attitude you need on offense, like a controlled composure, you know, because if you get too out of control or, you know, something like that, you'll just forget the player. You'll just screw up. And so, at least for me anyways, and you see a lot, you know, everybody on the offense is that everybody's well composed, you know, all together as like one unit. So
has the composure been a little bit difficult just given some of the struggles that you guys have had as a unit early on?
I don't think so. You just, you know, you go, you know, there's going to be ups and downs through the season. You know, you're going to have to overcome adversity. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're not going to win the game. It's just part of college football. And so, anyways, the big thing is just to keep on working and keep developing as a team.